In 2015, residents of the Penn Plaza apartment buildings in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, learned they'd have to leave their homes to make way for a new development. The news arrived like a pronouncement. This neighborhood, East Liberty, isn't for you anymore. Some people were afraid.
They thought the marshals were going to come and put their stuff in the street, in the parking lot, and evict them physically.
Some people were angry.
It was just really wrong for the way they went at it. This is my home here.
And some people were ready to fight.
As long as you got breath in your body, it's never too late. Because they have to recognize who you are as people.
They weren't just fighting for their homes. They were fighting for the future of East Liberty and Pittsburgh. From 90.5 WESA, this is Land and Power. Who has it, what they do with it, and how that shapes the cities around us. I'm Margaret J. Krause. You've probably heard this story before, or stories like it, about people being pushed out of neighborhoods they've called home for years.
We felt that the neighbors, we were being pulled apart.
About government officials leaping into the fray.
This is not gray. This is black and white.
About how cities try to balance growth and equity.
For who? Who are you making it better for? You ain't making it better for me.
But usually, these stories are told from places like New York City and Los Angeles, Miami and Nashville, places where there really aren't enough homes for everyone who wants to be there. But Pittsburgh, this is a city built for twice as many people. We lost half our population in the 1980s when manufacturing collapsed. Those people never came back. How can a city with thousands of vacant homes push people out? Turns out, it's not just about scarcity. It's about choices, about who's at the table and who's calling the shots. In Land and Power, we'll take you beyond what happened in East Liberty to explain how it happened. This story is one of big gambles.
It's a big risk. We don't know if anybody's going to show up.
Unlikely wins.
My memory is of a feeling of victory, for sure.
Hubris.
And it's like 60-year-old white men, a whole bunch of them, like the corporate power of Pittsburgh.
Misunderstanding.
Let's not rehash activities that are water over the dam.
And a bid to remake the city.
If we're going to really embrace equity in this region, it is going to take a pretty seismic shift in the way that we are thinking.
So often in these stories, developers are the bad guys, activists are the good guys, residents are the victims. But it's never that simple. Land and Power explores how one place becomes another, and what that means for the people who used to call it home. How even when everyone thinks they're doing the right thing, people still get hurt. That hurt sticks around. And that shapes our cities, too. Land and Power, coming November 16th. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.